Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. Please stick around for the next couple of hours. We've got some great modern mainstream jazz for you. We're going to continue tonight with installment two of our salute to our highlight artist of the week, Gil Evans, noted primarily for his arrangements. He's also a composer, orchestra leader, and pianist, primarily thought of as an arranger. And we're going to do something from his album, The Gil Evans 10, which has some stellar members of the ensemble, including Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Steve Lacy on soprano sax, Lee Konitz on alto sax, Paul Chambers on bass, Nick Stabulis on drums. Gil Evans is here on piano. And this is a little thing written by Gil Evans called Ella Speed. Thank you. Nice Old Swinger, arranged and composed by our highlight artist of the week, Gil Evans. That was Gil Evans you heard there on piano. Steve Lacy was there on soprano sax. Fine trombone solo by Jimmy Cleveland, a little thing called Ella Speed from Gil Evans' album, Gil Evans, The Gil Evans 10. Now we're going to turn to Indianapolis's finest, Wes Montgomery, on guitar. And this is a little thing that Burke and Van Heusen wrote, been a standard all down through the years, Polka Dots and Moonbeams, along with Wes Montgomery on guitar. We have Tommy Flanagan on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Albert Tootie Heath, Percy's brother, on drums. Let's listen to Polka Dots and Moonbeams.
Thank you.
ballad rendition of Polka Dots and Moonbeams by Naptown's stellar jazz contribution to the world of improvised music, and that was Wes Montgomery, and tastefully backed up by Tommy Flanagan on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Albert Tootie Heath on drums. Okay, it's now back to our highlight artist of the week, and that's Gil Evans, noted arranger, composer, orchestra leader, and pianist, known primarily as an arranger. And this is from his album New Bottle, Old Wine, in which he takes some of the great old standards of jazz and puts them in a dressed-up modern version. And so we're going to have Gil Evans' ensemble do Lester Young's, the great tenor sax man, Lester Young's composition, Lester Leaps In.
Thank you.
That was Gil Evans' dressed-up arrangement of the old Swinger, Lester Leaps In, written by, of course, Lester Young, from the album New Bottle, Old Wine. And here, great alto sax solo by Cannonball Adderley. Guitar work was by Chuck Wayne. Frank Rehak was there on trombone. Okay, now we're going to go over to Phil Woods, tenor sax man Phil Woods. And he's going to do a great old Frank Lesser tune on a slow boat to China. And on this particular track, backing up Phil's alto sax is John Williams on piano, great underrated piano player, Teddy Kotick on bass, Nick Stabulis on drums, two guys who worked together quite a bit with Phil Woods, and they worked together in other different groups together, a great rhythm section. Let's listen to Frank Lesser's On a Slow Boat to China. Thank you. Frank Lesser's old swinger, Slow Boat to China, done up in a rather modern fashion by alto sax man Phil Woods, backed up by John Williams there on piano. Going to go back to our highlight artist of the week, and that's composer, arranger, pianist, conductor Gil Evans. And this is from his album Great Jazz Standards, where he does more modern versions of jazz classics. This is a thing that was made famous by the Modern Jazz Quartet, written by the pianist in the Modern Jazz Quartet, John Lewis. This is a gorgeous version of a thing called Django.
Thank you.
It was a great jazz standard written by the pianist in the modern jazz quartet, John Lewis. It was done by a big band put together by Gil Evans. That was his arrangement of that composition from his album, Great Jazz Standards, a beautiful composition, Django. I haven't done something by our man Dexter Gordon, long, tall Dexter. He was long and tall. He was about 6'5", and a great tenor sax man. And this little thing from his album on the Jazzland label, The Resurgence of Dexter Gordon. It includes Dexter, of course, on tenor sax, and a couple of sidemen I'm not familiar with, Richard Boone on trombone, Martin Banks on trumpet. But I'm familiar with the piano player. He's an outstanding piano player, Dolo Coker, and a great West Coast drummer, Lawrence Mirabelle. Just listen to Home Run. Long tall Dexter Gordon on tenor sax there, doing his own composition, Home Run, from an album cut on the Jazzland label called The Resurgence of Dexter Gordon. Okay, we're going to go back now to Gil Evans, our highlight artist of the week, and do another track from his fine CD, Great Jazz Standards. And this is something called Davenport Blues, named for Davenport, Ohio, written by a great cornet player out of Davenport, Ohio, Bix Beiderbecke, who died at the young age of 28 in 1931. And but he left it in a short time on this earth. He left a lot of great recordings, and this is one of his most famous compositions. Let's listen to Davenport Blues.
Thank you.
Beautiful version of an old jazz classic written by cornetist Bix Beiderbecke out of Davenport, Ohio. Davenport Blues. That was written around 1928, 1929. That was a dressed-up version done about 50 years later by Gil Evans from his album Great Jazz Standards. Well, we haven't done any straight-ahead B3 organ for a while. We're going to correct that right now. Let's listen to organist Larry Young do Minor Dream.
Thank you.
That was the Hammond B3 sounds of Larry Young doing Minor Dream. Well, you've been listening to the feeling of the Lakeshore 89.1 FM for the last hour, and we hope you'll stick around for the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz. We've got the news at the top of the hour for five or so minutes, and we'll be back for another full hour, so we hope you'll hang in there with us, and we've got some more great sounds ahead of us. We're going to close the show out with a taste of Cannonball Adderley Quintet doing Sacagawea.
Thank you very much. This is a little tune, you know, if you could call this one funky, that we do that's based upon a rhythm that's a common one used dancing, and it has been used for a long time. This one is called a Sacagawea.
One, two, one, two, three.
Thank you.